First of all, it's very rare. I said this to my producer, Kate. It's very rare that we would get a flood of text messages in before an item that we do. But we've had so many text messages in on 51552 already about birth trauma. So this week, we actually saw an article in the paper that spoke about a personal story on birth trauma. And we felt that it was something that we just needed to highlight. A recent study shows that between 6 and 18% of women experience birth trauma in Ireland. So why is nobody talking about it? Well, here to tell us a bit more and just talk about birth trauma and how to seek help and what is it is psychotherapist, author Sarah Crosby, aka The Mind Geek. Sarah, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
It's great to have you. Now, first of all, I might just give a little ears warning. This next chat might not be for people of a sensitive nature, or I know there's a lot of kids off school, but you can catch this chat after the show on our podcast. You just go to the 2FM website. So Sarah, first of all, I know I briefly touched on it there, but can you tell us just a bit more about what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a writer and I'm a psychotherapist and I work in Dublin City Centre at the moment.
Okay. And what is birth trauma and how is it different to postpartum depression?
So a birth trauma refers to the emotional and psychological impact that can result from a difficult or traumatic childbirth experience. So birth trauma is related specifically to the events surrounding labour, whereas postpartum depression isn't directly tied to the birthing experience and can occur any time within the first year.
Okay. So what are the symptoms of birth trauma? If people are listening go, oh, I think I may have suffered a bit of that, or I'm still suffering 8 years later. Yeah. What are the symptoms, physical and psychological?
It can be different for everyone and it can range in severity as well. So some of the common symptoms are headaches, gastro issues, fatigue. We may find we're having flashbacks, intrusive thoughts, panic attacks, anxiety. And we might want to avoid anything related to the birth itself. So whether it's photos of the day, maybe it's music that we feel is related to the day, whatever it might be.
Interesting. Can I just, I go to the text just for a second because we got a couple of texts in prior to us even sitting down. It says, hi, Jen, love the show. Just regards to birth trauma, I unfortunately suffered a stillbirth at 40 weeks with my darling angel Poppy. Mm. Needless to say, a terrifying, scary, traumatic experience that we are still processing as a family. We were beyond blessed and fell pregnant with twins a few months later. I just want to say that there was zero additional mental health support offered as I went through my subsequent pregnancy. I find this crazy that there is no extra support offered to women in my situation or for any other women who have suffered any other sort of birth pregnancy trauma and receive no additional mental health support or counselling. Another texter says, hi Jennifer, I had a baby boy 6 years ago and only getting back to myself now. At 20 weeks, I was on crutches and towards the end, a wheelchair. I had a problem with my hips called SPD. Also recently had back surgery at only 27 as I've never been right since the pregnancy. Anonymous. Do you find this these stories quite common of women going, I haven't been right since the pregnancy and that trauma just staying with them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, trauma stays in the body, you know, so while, you know, there can be this expectation in society that a certain amount of time has passed, you know, trauma doesn't adhere to sort of societal rules. So trauma can stay with us for many, many years unless we're given the room to process it and work through it.
And realise what it is. Yeah. I do find a lot of women, I know a lot of women in my circle have had quite traumatic experiences with birth. And, you know, not to say that it can be a beautiful, gorgeous experience, but a lot of women do go through a traumatic time. And what I found is they hide their symptoms. Mm. They think it's normal to be in pain when going to the bathroom. Yeah. They think it's normal that it's painful to have sexual intercourse. And they just, like I said, put on the long face. They think, oh, this must be normal because I had a baby or because I had that. This is just my life now. And there's a level of acceptance, which is quite frightening. Yeah. What should you do if you believe you've experienced birth trauma?
I suppose if you believe that you have birth trauma, make an appointment with your GP. And if it is possible, I think it's important to find a trauma-informed therapist. Obviously, okay. I'm biased there, but I really do believe that it is essential to working through birth trauma. I think people just want to be heard and validated. And, you know, sort of adding to what you said there, you know, within our culture, there is this message of, you know, just sweep it under the carpet, you know, just get on with it. Mm-hmm. It's fine. You should be grateful. You know, you have your child, and anything that, you know, delineates from that message isn't appreciated.
I'm sure birth trauma can lead to relationship issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you seen that?
Yes, yeah. It comes into the therapy room quite a bit. So,
wow.
You know, birth trauma, it can create a tension or a strain in the relationships that we have. So it can make it difficult to firstly bond with our baby, you know, and secondly with our partner. You know, what we might start to notice is that there's communication difficulties. There might mm-hmm. be a lack of intimacy, and we may notice feelings of resentment and blame. Right, so if we're finding it difficult to connect with our child, and our partner is having that experience that we yearned for and that we thought we would have, you know, that can introduce a lot of tension.
A lot of problems. Mm. What are some short-term strategies people can use to cope with the emotional and physical aftermath of a traumatic birth experience?
Well, I think it's important not to feel alone with this, mm-hmm. which is why so many have found online communities about birth trauma to be of such value. I think many of us as well, you know, just hearing conversations, you know, that sort of thing of, you know, there's power in knowledge. So whether it's listening to podcasts or it's reading books on the subject, you know, both can be really helpful in feeling validated and seen.
Another text in says, "Hey Jen, I had a premature baby when I was 21. He arrived 3 months early, only weighing 760 grams. Mm. He was dying for about 3 weeks and we were getting ready to go home without him. Thankfully, he made it with very minimal complications. Now he's deaf and I love that. However, I think I have birth trauma as I have decided to have no more kids purely because of what happened to me."
Yeah.
And would you find a lot of women who've gone through a traumatic birth, that would be a decision that they would make? They were like, okay, now I've actually decided I'm not going to have any more kids because I cannot go through that again.
It certainly can be. You know, it depends, you know, on the person and the experience. But it can certainly be a result of having experienced birth trauma. It's the fear of having to relive it, having to go through something like that again.
Some listeners are expressing concern that they can't talk about it because they're going to upset other people. Should you be careful who you tell your story to?
100%.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think we need to, particularly if we're dealing with trauma, opening up to people that maybe aren't in a position to hear us, not out of a place of badness, mm-hmm. but just being unable to hear us, not being able to bear the information that we're telling them, it can do more damage to us in the long run. So I think one of the important things to do to support ourselves is to find safe people, find online communities that deal specifically with birth trauma.
Do you think there is a lack of attention and funding for women's health in Ireland in general?
I mean, I think across the board, you know, research into women's health is chronically underfunded and deprioritised. Even within areas of women's health research, there's obvious disparities. So there's a lot of work to do. I mean, there's been steps in the right direction in recent years, but it's important that we build upon them.
And I know there's hospitals that you can go to, and is it every hospital in Ireland or certain hospitals that you can go to and go through your whole birthing experience and get the file on that and go through that? Is that helpful to do for a lot of women?
I think it depends on the person.
Okay.
I suppose the technicalities around that are sort of outside the remit of my expertise, but I think we need to be careful with what is it that I'm hoping to see in my records. For some people it can be really useful, but for other people, I think sometimes we want to be able to see our experience, but we're not going to see that in those pages. We're going to see the medicalized version of it. Then we're not going to see the psychological step by step. We're not going to see the emotional experience. So I think it's something to be just tentative with, maybe at a later stage in our healing from birth trauma, and it's something that we could actually work through with a trauma therapist.
Sarah, why did you decide to write a book about birth trauma?
Yeah, well, I suppose my book is more specifically about trauma in general, mm-hmm. and how we can better our mental health. But it was Kayleigh Dre from the Irish Independent who asked me to contribute towards the article. And I just think it's such an important conversation. You know what you said earlier about, you know, 6 to 18%. That's, you know, between 5,000 and 12,000 women a year. And it just isn't something that's being given enough space.
So how do we give it enough space? Where can people go? So if there's people listening, these people who've texted in who clearly have suffered birth trauma, I mean, they're kind of saying it themselves.
Yeah.
Where do they go right now?
Yeah, well, I suppose there's a few different ways that we can access therapy, right? You know, we can go
sure.
to a GP and get a referral there. There might be an EAP service in work, or, you know, there's the IACP website as well, which has a directory of accredited therapists. And AIMS Ireland as well are a phenomenal resource.
AIMS.
Yeah.
I suppose that the message here today is don't let it go on and on. Address the issue, address the situation, especially these women who have texted into the show. Are there other things you can do for yourself if you don't have time or resources to go to therapy? What would you advise there?
I suppose, you know, like I mentioned before, you know, I think, you know, reading books on the subject,
yeah.
you know,
educating
to
yourself.
100%. You know, and I think it's about filling ourselves up with that information. We may not be able to do anything with it that's actionable in the moment, but I think it's almost about cocooning ourselves, right? Sort of supporting ourselves on a sort of foundation level.
Well, I hope this chat has instigated you guys, if you have been through birth trauma, to mind yourself and recognize it and do something about it. And there are resources out there. There are books, there are podcasts, there's online forums. There's also your friends and your family, and speaking to someone is probably the first step. And it's never too late. And, you know, and from the text, like people saying, oh, it's been 6 years. I definitely think it's never too late to address these issues, because it will have an effect on relationships, on how you deal with yourself. And it will have still have an effect years later. And it's never too late to seek help. Sarah, I just want to thank you for coming in and sharing that information and giving us great advice today. Sarah Crosby, a.k.a. The Mind Geeks book, 5 Minute Therapy. That's what it's called.
That's
the book. 5 Minute Therapy. It is available online and in bookshops now. And if you've been affected by any of the issues discussed in our conversation this morning, you can find some very helpful resources online at rt/helplines, or indeed the HSE website. You can also listen back to this chat on the podcast when it's available after the show on the RT website. And maybe you can send that on to someone who you think has been through birth trauma. It might be helpful. Thank you so much. Somebody just texted in saying, Sarah has such a calm and soothing voice. She is a pleasure to listen to. Well, there we go. We'll have to get you back again. Thank you so much for coming in. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.